All right, well, welcome everyone to the BASF Specialty Products breakout session this afternoon. I'd like to start by introducing myself. My name is Paul Ray. I'm the Specialty Products Director for BASF. I've got some BASF colleagues here with me as well I'd like to introduce. Marcus Helt, our Group Vice President for our Ag Products Group North America, who you heard speak earlier today. Also got Tom Hill, our communications manager for our T&O group, and Tom will certainly act as a facilitator if you have follow-up requirements for interviews this afternoon or other communications needs you might have. And I'd also like to introduce Dr. Joe Hsu. Joe is our technical services manager, and he's got a great breadth of knowledge on the markets we operate in, and I'm sure will be available for question and answers and interview opportunities this afternoon as well. This afternoon we have a really exciting series of slides to present to you here, and here we go. We're going to cover a great breadth of information, and we'd like to start with giving you an overview of the BASF Specialty Products Group. I notice that most of you are from different trade publications focusing in certain segments. I'd like to give you a sense of the total breadth of the BASF product offering in this segment. You've heard a great deal today about innovation. We're going to continue that theme here this afternoon. And we're going to talk a lot about plant health, which you heard this morning, and how that technology and approach could benefit our turf and ornamentals customers into the future. I'm going to also share with you some interesting new formulation innovations that we've made in the last little while with what we call our transport technology, which has really transformed our product offering within our professional vegetation management segment. And I'm also going to recap on the flexible packaging initiative that Marcus mentioned briefly this morning with our new drive packaging, flexible packaging option. Going to launch a number of new products, which is really exciting for us. As you know, we spend a lot of money and effort and time around research and development, and so as we get close to launching new products, we get quite excited, and I'm pleased to announce that we have four new products that we're going to launch here this afternoon, three targeted at the turf and ornamental segment, and the others for the professional VM segment. So a great story there for us this afternoon. Going to talk briefly about our Termidor product, which is really the market leader within the pest control segment, and really is a market leader in protecting the investment for homeowners and commercial property owners. And also exchange some information on bed bugs, clearly an emerging concern for pest control operators and individual consumers, which we'd like to share with you our positioning there and that emerging opportunity. And then finally, we'd like to close with really our position we have with environmental stewardship, and we see ourselves as very key leaders in the area of sustainable development of products in this sector, and like to share with you a real life example of what we've called our QVM program that we've had going for the last 2 or 3 years as a great example of how we actually take our products to marketplace and really support the professional use and raise the standards within the industry. And then there will be some time for summary questions, and obviously Tom will also, as I said earlier, arrange any other individual interviews that you'd like this afternoon. So let's get started. As I said, we'd like to give you a brief overview of our Specialty Products Business Group overall, give you a sense of the segments we participate in and our respective positions within those segments. We've basically organised ourselves around our customers, and we have three core segments that we focus on, and I'll share with you now how the business group is structured. The first group is what we call our professional pest control segment, and here we are really leaders within the termite control segment. We have some fantastic brand presence with Termidor, really leading edge technology, and it really is the clear market leader within the termite control segment. We also have a very strong product in Phantom, which is primarily used in the general insect control segment, and again, really leading edge technology, doing particularly well. Our customer base is pretty diverse. We sell our products through professional pest control operators, the likes of Terminix and Orkin, you're probably familiar with, but many other regional and independent pest control operators across the US. But the users of the product are many and varied, or those that benefit from the products are many and varied, be they business owners, hotel operators, government organisations, and then obviously individual homeowners and landlords. this product segment is really a great example of the benefit our products bring to individual consumers. We offer fantastic technology that really protects the real estate investment that every lot of individuals obviously make, and really do provide a pest-free environment in which people can conduct business or obviously live safely and happily in their home without the nuisance of insect pests, either from a health concern or from protecting their investment from termite attack. The second segment I'd like to focus on is what we call our professional vegetation management segment. Here our products touch a lot of people's lives on a daily basis. Our herbicides lead the market in lots of different ways in terms of providing safe thoroughfares for the transmission of electricity on utility rights of way. We make aquatic environments free from weeds that choke out the use for recreational or commercial use of those products. We enhance the production capability of plantation pine production areas through, again, a number of our herbicide products. And I think really enhance the overall aesthetic appeal and recreational and commercial use from a lot of very fragile and sensitive outdoor environments across the US. We're a market leader here as well. Our chemistry is leading edge. We've continued to innovate and bring new products to market and really try to bring and solve everyday problems our customers have in these segments. Again, our customer base is quite diverse, be they government institutions from a federal, local or state-based situation. Department of Transport are a large user of our products. Vegetation managers, whether they be private or public land managers, large paper companies in the production of our, as I said, of the pineland plantations, and many of the large public and private utilities use our herbicide products to control nuisance or noxious weeds to improve the use and utilisation of the resource that they are responsible for. I've featured just a couple of our products there. They really are some of our largest products, again, with a strong focus on innovation, which we'll talk more about in a little while. Our third segment is the Professional Turf and Ornamentals group, of which you'd probably be familiar with Tony Bucci, those in that segment. Tony heads this group. Our key segments are obviously golf courses, lawn and landscape, sports turf, ornamental operations. Our key brands are clearly we have a strong focus on fungicides and herbicides within the segment. You've noticed there some of those products are only relatively new to the market in the last 2 or 3 years. So great focus here again on innovation and bringing new technology to the segment. Our customers, again, varied, but again, all professional users who are really equipped and charged with providing a high-quality sports turf environment for a recreational use, and nursery growers and greenhouse operators who are really trying to produce optimum quality plants and ornamentals for use in a whole wide range of landscape and ornamental situations. So again, our products touch a lot of the environment and the way that people see our products in a fairly tangible way on a daily basis. Our portfolio is expanding quite rapidly in this segment as well, and I'll share with you later some of the new product releases we have coming up for this year. I'd like to step back also and share with you the segment that we operate within. As you can see here, it's quite a large segment. The chemical inputs are estimated to be worth $1.8 billion per annum in inputs. That's relatively large on a local basis. You can see the major segments there are listed, and they are pretty well line up with where BASF is structured around our customers as well. The segments are relatively specialised, though. While those numbers are quite large, there's a lot of specialised segments that really require someone who's going to compete in this market to really focus on innovating and bringing those solutions to a very targeted customer set of needs and requirements. We think the segment is a great one to be a part of. As I said earlier, the segment contributes substantially to the quality of life across the US, improving those outdoor environments and public spaces, which we think is going to be all the more critical into the future, is to have good, usable green spaces so that the public can recharge their batteries in a recreational sense. And clearly providing great benefit from a pest management point of view, really providing a healthy, pest-free environment in a commercial or residential situation and really enables a lot of commercial enterprises to transact business, as I said earlier, be it the transmission of utilities for their energy needs. We're well positioned for growth in this segment. We have an emerging portfolio. We've invested substantial resources over the last number of years and really are looking forward to realising the growth potential that our products offer and really work with our customers very closely to ensure that they're successful with the use of those products.